I want to ask you about the next question and presentation from Norm Walmark, looking at primary colon cancer presenting with metastatic disease. And here's the question we asked the audience. As you know, the NSABP is doing a study looking at these patients, C10. It's a straight phase 2 study, which is looking at FOLFOX bevacizumab in these patients. And the question we asked the audience was, for asymptomatic patients presenting with primary colon cancer or metastatic disease, the management strategy of choice is enrollment into the NSABP C10 study. And interestingly, more than half of the audience agreed with that statement. How would you respond to it, and what are your thoughts about these responses?
And when Norm Walmark is on the podium, of course you have to agree with him. I mean, there's no question about that. So of course you vote for that. But I think the question is more like, would you be willing to treat a patient with intact primary with primary chemotherapy,
right,
and not shoot for a surgery right away? I mean, this is the, I think, apart from the clinical trial question that occurs a lot in clinical practice. And I think we've seen a change in our attitude over the last 5 years, because we've become more convinced about the efficacy of our chemotherapy, not only on metastasis, but also on the primary tumor, so that we are more willing to accept, let's say, chemotherapy as the first line treatment in the management of metastatic colon cancer in a patient where the tumor is asymptomatic otherwise, doesn't bleed, doesn't have any obstruction, etc. Actually, this can be taken to the extent that our gastroenterologists right now, our surgeons, they place stents in the primary tumor when they fear pending obstruction in the conjunction of extensive liver metastasis and send the patient to chemotherapy first. I have to admit that this is one of two patients that I had seen with GI perforation on bevacizumab who presented with a sigmoid stent and perfed at the stent site on bevacizumab, one of two, a young patient, no other complicating factors. So there's still a question mark on that for obstructing tumors. But if a patient presents to me nowadays with, let's say, non-obstructing, non-bleeding tumor or minimally bleeding tumor where the metastasis dominate the clinical situation and the outcome, I opt for systemic chemotherapy right up front.
What have you personally seen in terms of responses in the primary?
Very interesting question. I recently had a patient where a surgeon approached me in the hallway of Mayo Clinic saying, what did you do to this patient? Because, you know, surgeons always think they're the only ones who can deal with a primary tumor. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, you know, this patient had a colon ascendens tumor. We scoped him, and yes, there it was. And then he had liver metastasis, and you treated him with FOLFOX bevacizumab. Then he underwent resection of his liver metastasis in a neoadjuvant treatment option. And of course, at the same time, they tried to resect the primary tumor. They did the resection, but there was a path CR in the specimen, so they couldn't find the primary tumor anymore. Pathologic CR, which I think is very instrumental in our thinking, because the old belief that primary tumors don't respond to treatment just doesn't hold up.